This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. When it came to Planned Parenthood funding, President Obama clearly wanted to stay on as president long into the Trump administration. His creation of a Title X rule to lock in state funding has been questioned since December, but now new bills introduced into both houses of Congress would free states to decide how these Title X funds will be used. The New York Times finds itself in a complicated defensive posture as to why they kept Gosnell, The Untold Story, off its bestseller list. Bottom line now is that the book is getting more attention. The authors call Philadelphia abortionist Kermit Gosnell America's most prolific serial killer. They hope good book sales will overcome resistance among distributors for their film on Gosnell. Forward progress, though slow, in the U.S. Senate. Pro-life candidate Education Secretary Betsy DeVos was confirmed with AG Mike Pence, seemingly close behind. This is Life News Radio. Here is a riddle for you. What is the one failure that comes before every elective abortion? It is a failure on the part of two people, a man and a woman, to understand their true vocation. Their true calling by God as to how they should use their entire life for him and for others. So pray for an end to abortion, but pray also that human souls would find their true and holy vocation. In other headlines, another sting at Planned Parenthood shows sales incentives offered to sell and perform more abortions. And on Saturday, one Bakersfield, California abortion clinic sent two women to the hospital in less than 1 hour's time. The abortionist on duty has a history of mental disorders. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.